Hi, everybody. Well, here we are again, another Friday night on BBS. This is our paranormal evening. So send us a question, if you would, on clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll address your question for you, if we can get that tonight here. And we'll just talk about maybe paranormal things. We'll talk about some healings, do some healing. Talk about how maybe some healings work, and we'll just see what happens here. So if you do have anything, send it to CLS Questions. We will not be having callers tonight, but we'll try to get a really quick, fast show and do a lot of healings for people. So, and today is the 6th, December 6th. So tomorrow is December 7th, which is the Pearl Harbor Day, so we'll do some healings on that. I don't know how many spirits are left here. There can't be too many because I think I've been doing this for about 5 years now. So there probably isn't very many left. And even emotional bodies from that time. Plus, there isn't very many World War II vets either. So anyway, that's going back a ways, you know. So we'll bring up the light beam here, everybody. And here we go. We're going to energize that, bring in peace energy for you into your room and into yourself. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And one more time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we will be doing our once a year special call. It'll be, I believe, on the 5th. Of January. That will be the one where we sample the energy for the upcoming year coming in here. So might want to mark your calendar. We're putting it up on the website shortly here. That'll be January 5th. And I believe it's probably a four-hour call, I think. So anyway, we'll enjoy that. And it'll be 3 hours or 4 hours. So let's bring up our co-host. So we have Kathy on tonight. So Kathy, are you there somewhere?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Yes, I am. We're on station 2 tonight, and the moderator has posted to please send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com or in the fast chat, which I'll be watching. As Ron said, we're not taking calls tonight, so I'll be watching them and trying to also read your previous questions submitted to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And as Ron also said, tonight is a paranormal night, also known as abnormal situations or just strange things that have happened to you or maybe something weird that you want to share that just doesn't quite make sense and you want Ron's opinion about. A lot of that goes on. Or even here, someone had sent some pictures to Ron on the Yahoo email address, showing some really strange kind of weather. And so maybe you'd like to report something about the weather in your area. What they're showing here in this email you got, Ron, is one of the listeners found a link to a YouTube video that shows how the weather's so strange that they're even making videos about a collection of all the pictures that people have sent in, asking the Weather Bureau for explanations. And it's just, they're just piling in by the dozens every day. And the weather officials from all the countries try to make some sense of it all. But this kind of funny, but the summation of this video is that this year, and especially last month, November, has gone down in history as being the weirdest weather they ever saw with the most unusual phenomenon they've ever seen. So there's a link here. If anyone wants to see this collection, please feel free to write to Ron tonight, and I'll send it to you tonight. It's called Weird Weather Photos. It's a collection. And honestly, you have to see this for yourself to believe it. Ron, I've seen your photos before, the spaceship, space clouds. These here are just even more so than what I've seen. Like, for example, there's in the sky a picture of a whole bunch of, if you didn't know, think they were flying saucers, they're actually clouds, but they look exactly like flying saucers. And it's captured beautifully, and they sent them into the Weather Bureau to ask for explanations. So this is really going on around the world. It's global, and it's also happening on planets, too. People see that in the telescopes. It's being reported, and Saturn had some really strange phenomena going on. And then this website is also talking about how November was the probably the coldest weather month in decades. So things are kind of changing around a little bit that way for us. And Ron has talked before about why this is happening. And people have called the program here on BBS to share with Ron some of the strange things they've seen. If you want to know a little bit about what they've been talking about, you can look at this video, because it definitely qualifies for abnormal, paranormal weather. Okay, so anyway, I'll be watching the fast chat for your comments and see if you have anything to share about that. We do have some questions about people who wanted to get some assistance from Ron, had some particular situations that came up. Before I do get to that, Ron, you have a testimonial here. Can I read it to you real quick?
That'd be great, yeah.
Okay, someone has done the... Oh, I see. They've done the empathic clearing as well as the emotional clearing, and they wanted you to know that prior to doing that empathic clearing, they did a lot of crying lots of time, cried a lot, just depressed, weepy, upset, always feeling blue. They apparently took on the energies of a lot of people around them and just couldn't release it any other way but to cry. And still, felt like they had that imprint of that person's energy. So they're happy to tell you that the empathic clearing seems to have released them of that burden of feeling so heavy from other people's stuff. So I thought you'd like to hear that.
That's great, yeah. It's always nice to have a testimonial of, with things. Sometimes people don't know, you don't always know what you need. So I guess I'll just talk about, just briefly, the self-empowerment clearing. So if you don't know what you need and you think you're doing fine, which everybody thinks you're doing fine, but you don't know what you don't know, so do, you get on and do that self-empowerment clearing. And then all of a sudden you may realize that, wow, I do have some issues here, and I can get them cleared out and move forward. But sometimes people just get stuck, not knowing what to do next. But what we're going to do here right now is to do a clearing for the week. I think that's probably needed for some people. Now, if your week was fine, probably no problem. But in case having difficulties, can't wait to enjoy the weekend or something, we'll help you out here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3. This is releasing your stuff. 4 and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Well, just see if you're feeling a little better, and I hope that you are. And let's do a clearing, since people are more than likely right now, since we're getting close to Christmas, might be some stress out there from people, maybe overspending, or maybe stressed because you don't have enough and you'd like to overspend, but you can't. Where people may think that you're, maybe somehow you're not doing very well financially, but you're the type of person that doesn't want to tell anybody that you're not. So now you're really stressed because they're used to having these very nice gifts from you, and you just can't do it, and you're stressed out. So here we go. Kind of be for stress, maybe feeling, obligated, feeling that maybe people won't love you if you don't spend money on them. You know, that could be a deep core issue, but here we go. So one, two, three, or they may say, oh, man, this person here, oh, man, no, are they cheap this year? You know, who knows? But here we go. Releasing this here. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll see what comes up here. If you do feel something like that, then great. Maybe it's released from you. And if not, go into the self-empowerment section. You can always add something there. And that clearing has helped out a lot of people. So back to you. And I mean, Kathy.
Oh, you know, Ron, I think it's really great that you clear that feeling obligated, feeling cheap, feeling pressured, feeling stressed, feeling like you don't have enough. I think a lot of us sometimes feel like the holidays remind us of that sort of a dark side message that we just aren't enough the way we are. And that's why we need these sorts of holidays to reinstate our importance in other people's lives in a commercial way, buying them something. And that each gift gets measured and valued and judged. And it's a reflection of the giver. And so there's a lot of heaviness associated with the gift giving, which we did talk about last week, but unfortunately it just goes on and on. It's December is a month full of holidays. This is a jam-packed month of feeling, you know, less than and stressed and pushed and controlled. It's like the best month for the aliens to, kind of pull our strings, push us around, pick us around on in these matters. And it takes a very strong person to stand up against that and to not feel like they should do certain things or be with certain people. So that self-empowerment clearing can very much help that, and especially can help with the possible consequences of feeling rejected afterwards. Maybe some of us have been doing the CLS clearings for long enough that we don't really care what people think anymore, or we don't really want to participate to the same degree we did before. And it really doesn't matter. We'd rather stay home and do clearings or something else, you know, we really want to do. So I'd like to hear from those sorts of people if they've had that kind of a growth, you know, if they had that kind of experience after being with Creation Lightship for a number of years. How do you handle the holidays or the pressures of having to do giving or buying into the programs that we're given here against our free will and free choice? And also, prior we were talking about weather, and someone reported that in one state, can't remember which state it was, there was a 60-degree swing in the weather just in one day. Wow. And then I know here, I'm in Southern California, we had something kind of odd combination of gigantic gray clouds blocking a brilliant sun. It was a brilliant sky, and the clouds were just dark gray, like it was going to rain, but yet it was sunny. where the clouds had broken up. That's kind of an odd combo, because it didn't rain at all. But maybe it will later. So anyway, and then the moderator is posting that special program you mentioned earlier, Ron, for Sunday, January 5th. It's called Plant Your Seeds of Intention, and it's a four-hour program from 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific time. And it's really good to mention it now because you can plan on it now and start thinking about what your intentions will be. And I know it's a very personal thing. People have reported that they've felt the energies of each month. And that's a very, very peaceful time also. A very great thing to do live with Ron. It's a conference call. And it's very inexpensive. And if you don't know about it, then maybe you're not on the Creation Lightship mailing list. So you may want to go to the website and sign up for the newsletters. And every once in a while, Ron sends a newsletter about the intensives he holds on Sundays, which will be starting December 15th this month, beginning with the physical rejuvenation intensive on the Saturday, December 14th. And then we'll continue through the next three consecutive Sundays in December. So it's a good thing to get on the mailing list and know about what's going on and what we're talking about on the radio here. So thank you very much, moderator, and everyone for sending in your emails and your posts and sharing things with Ron here that I'm going to read. Janice says it's not even winter yet where she is. And let's see. Some people are saying yes, they had abnormally cold weather where they were as well. Barbara says yes, she would rather stay home and do clearings, and she doesn't want to hear all the drama after being around relatives for the holidays. Yeah, I think a lot of us feel that way. Okay, so Ron, maybe we could talk a little bit about that next that email, some of the emails that came in, the one that I was going to get to before I did the other, talked about the weather. There's a listener who wanted to address some situations that she has, and it relates to being alone. She's wondering if it's better to be alone. She doesn't think that it feels so nice to be alone, but she knows she's better off not having to do a lot of clearings if she is alone, so that she won't get, you know, other people's stuff and get contaminated and get their junk and their alien energies transferred to her. So yeah, she wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah, that's, well, on the surface, that would be great, I think. And I do hear people talking about that same situation, that they've already got themselves cleaned out. They don't want to get slimed. And they don't want to have anything coming to them that they've already cleared. They don't want to have to repeat a clearing because somebody else came in with some negative energy or something, and that's what we call sliming you, you know? That could be quite interesting. I can't say one way or the other, although, you know, I have talked to a lot of people who go to the expos, and a lot of them end up just wanting to be by themselves for that particular reason. They don't want to deal with somebody else's energy. So I do know that I have people that say when they are maybe in the dating scene, they'll make sure or ask the person if they want to do, you know, the whole lifetime emotional clearing, so they don't have all this stuff back and forth. And if the person doesn't want to do it, then they just go hidey-os, amigos, you know? And because otherwise you're going to be involved with that person's stuff, which you don't really want to get involved with. And if they're not able to understand, even do the clearing, you don't really have to understand it, but just to do it, And, you know, most people just don't want to end their life with somebody who is that stuck. I guess that's kind of the way to say it here. So, is it a good thing to be alone? Sometimes, I don't know. Once you get rid of all the codependency to the clearings, then more than likely, not going to be codependent on somebody. I guess the answer would be, you have to be codependent on somebody. A lot of people don't want to do that, and the clearings make them more self-empowered. So that's probably the answer. Do you have anything to add to that?
I've just heard the same things at the expos. When I was kind of new, I was impressed to hear people say that they no longer valued relationships the same way. Of course, you know, if they were with somebody who was already doing clearings with them, fine. But we're talking about people who are with someone, perhaps married or a partner, who just doesn't want to do the clearings, doesn't like the idea or something, you know, in that nature. And so I would think you would feel a little bit more alone with someone like that than someone who, rather than being alone. I think it's probably better just to be alone than to be with somebody who doesn't want to share something that's really important to you. And also, the ones who had done a lot of clearings said that since it just wasn't that important anymore to have the kind of relationship like they used to have, where, you know, they had to be with somebody, that they felt like they had to have a partner, and they didn't feel that way anymore, that they were just fine the way they were, and it just wasn't as important as it used to be. It didn't have the same insignificance as it used to have, being married or having a date or, you know, having a relationship. It, being alone seemed to be a little bit more freedom, and they hadn't really appreciated that ever before. It's sort of like a new feeling, and then they were really okay with it. So I was impressed with that. And I know there's a lot of people who feel like they are codependent on someone, and they get really nervous when the person's apart from them, or they're nervous about what they're doing when they're not with them. You know, I really do can really concede the advantage of wanting to be alone, but it doesn't mean you have to be alone. It's just that when you have a friendship or relationship, it just won't mean as much as it used to. And you can still clear yourself. Ron has so many clearings that, you know, help you stay clear as much as possible. Like the energetic people release clearing. He has the sensory clearing, which clears out your emotional garbage for your entire spiritual lifetimes and generations. He has the twin flame connection clearing, which once you have that and you've experienced the energy of being with your true twin flame, which is a really great feeling, and it's just what we were actually created with, but separated from, and what we're really looking for anyway, but we'll never find on the planet in a human. Well, once you've had the twin flame clearing or that gift with Ron over the phone with him as a personal consultation, then nothing else really can compare. So, yeah, that's a good question about being alone. There's really a lot of pros to being alone, and you don't mind so much once you've had so many of these clearings, is the bottom line. I've just heard it so many times from so many people, and then now I'm experiencing it for myself. And I can say it feels very liberating. And it just opens up a whole lot of doors for me, a whole new world. So we all appreciate that.
Yeah, let's do a clearing for maybe the way you used to be. So let's see here how that would turn out. Let's do a clearing for But we'll put you in the energy. If you've been listening to the program and had some clearings done, you can just see where you've been. So let's put you back into the energies of your choice, maybe a couple years ago or something. So here we go. So going back, actually feel heaviness, probably that's what I imagine you're going to be feeling. Here we go. One, two, then we'll take it away and put you into the present moment. Three, four, and five. Bringing that energy back to you. So one, two, three, four, and five. And go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so I'm going to sample that energy. You can see where you used to be. I will bring you now more into the present moment where you were when we started the show here. So here we go. Yeah, so one, two, three, four, and five, okay? Oh, let's see how that was experienced. So back to you, Kathy. But what kind of clearing can we do tonight? Anybody out there, if we could do one for... boy. Let's do one.
There's one here
because
they're odd harmonics.
Odd harmonics. I was thinking of that. So here we go. I saw that on the fast chat there. So here we go. Odd harmonics. Yeah. So one, taking these away from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so see how you're feeling. So back to you, Kathy.
In case I missed it, you did return us to our present moment, correct?
Yeah, I'll do it again in case you guys got stuck. here we go, present moment. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. There. Okie dokie.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay. Maybe I'll take some questions from the fast chat here and some comments. People are responding about the weather. Okay, wow. Nikki says it's 7 degrees Celsius in BC. That's in Canada where she is on the west coast of Canada. Wow, Nikki, how do you manage? And Barbara says, yes, it's very cold where she is, 24 degrees. This must be kind of unusual. I know it gets cold, but wow, these are really low temperatures. Janice said it was, she had a wind chill 33. Oh, sorry, Janice, I lost that particular number you had. That was a factor, 33 wind chill or something like that. And that's pretty cool where she is. Wow.
Energy to warm people up. Here we go, everybody.
Good.
We can bring some energy in to give you a little buffer from that extreme cold. So here we go. One. Oh, boy. Two, three, four, and five. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so maybe that will make your body heat up slightly here. Hopefully it will. And let's do one for bringing a negative energy on your a grid line where your house is or where you're staying. Here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, 3, 4, and 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, how does that feel, everybody? Back to you, Kathy.
My feet feel warmer. Thank you. People are correcting me. I'm not reading the fast chat very well, apparently. I'm not good at these numbers here. Okay. People want us, the listeners, Ron, want me to convey to you how cold it is where they are. Barbara says it's negative 24 where she is. Wow. Janice says it's negative 5 there. 30 below. She had a rainstorm that turned into an ice storm, and it's not even winter yet. That's right. Winter's in 3 weeks. Good point. Wow. So Nikki says, you are a good wood stove, Ron. She must be warming up.
That's great. Okay. Let's do another clearing here. Let's do one for the unwanted universal travelers causing our problems, okay, with the weather. So another way of stating that is that they're probably bringing in all this stuff. And here we go. So let's get some of the stuff released here. And you can do this probably on the gray sky clearing. Oh, boy. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Boy, there's a lot here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I know this is not adequate enough. This is not even a drop in the bucket here. So anyway, that's the gray sky clearing is what you people may want to get on and start clearing the stuff here. That's about all that I can say. It's not good. So let's do a clearing for being upset with what is happening. Because remember, way it sort of looks, you know, everybody listening, including, you know, myself somewhat, right now I think I got 25 degrees, okay? And I think it went down below 10. So the bottom line is that if you want to get warm, then, you know, either you got to get wood heat or gas heat or electric heat. And the bottom line is it has to be on longer, and it may cost you more money, and you may not even be comfortable. Maybe, your situation is where you don't have enough heat in your house. You know, maybe you have to close all your doors down and put all your heat in one room compared to what it was before. So let's do one for being upset, angry, whatever that would mean to you about what they're doing. So here we go. So releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Boy, not good. So, yeah, you want to just keep doing those clearings. Maybe you can do some changing of the weather. Hopefully you can. It's not good. And just think of the poor people out there. I won't say poor people, but people out there who just can't get warm. You know, it's just, right, I won't get
and animals.
More. Yeah. So there we are.
Animal too.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, Ron. Thank you so much for trying to get us warmed up and giving us the good advice of doing the gray sky clearing. And other people had mentioned before that they had timeline crashed freezing cold weather in their area, and that might have helped too. But like I said earlier in the show, it was on record that November and so far December have been the coldest years, the coldest months in decades, like 5 decades. So that's kind of a notable that we're experiencing this right now. Thanks to alien interference. All right, so Larry's got a question on the fast chat. I see you here, Larry, but let me finish with the topic, and then I'll get to your question. We had talked just a minute ago about being alone and feeling lonely, and some people had typed in the comments and responses that Heal321 says that once she's done her, or he or she has done her 4-in-1 clearing, had not missed being alone, doesn't feel lonely anymore, and that works for Heal321. A couple other people are saying that they'd rather be alone during the holidays or most of the time rather than be with their families because then they'd miss drama. And also their families are mostly cloned out and really boring, and they think that everyone else has problems, but it's really them. They think everyone else is the problem. And so they prefer being alone to those kinds of things. But yeah, I think once we start to do the clearings, we notice more people really just want to share their drama too much, or we're just not into that as much as we used to be. So anyway, we can clear it. That's the good thing. We've got the clearings. So, okay, Ron, changing the subject, I'm going to get over to Larry's question here. He's been patiently waiting. And Janice says she's timeline crashed the weather over 2,000 times, 2,000 timelines for that miserable weather she was having. Thanks, Janice. So here's Larry's question. Are there any death codes in our body parts?
Boy. Well, normally when you do the death barcode clearing, it's going to take away that energy. So it would be in you someplace. Now, maybe the death barcode is there to give you a heart attack, right? Let's just look at this. So do that. All of a sudden, you may have a situation to where that takes that away. So very possibly the answer, would be correct to saying yes, but the death barcode will get rid of it. So it doesn't matter typically where it is, okay, because you do have something in you, normally. So hopefully I can answer that question that way. So that's about all that I can say is, yeah, it is in you someplace. It's going to go off, so you might as well do your best, to get rid of it. We could do a clearing here. Somebody said it was 79 in, I think, North Carolina. Interesting. So let's do a clearing for people that are, I just get anxiety again. Is everybody out there with anxiety? Well, let's do anxiety again. Boy, so here we go. Stronger, releasing the energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Pretty interesting there. Pretty interesting. It must be a lot of stress and anxiety and stuff. Let's do that one again. Oh, here we go. Extreme anxiety. We have that on the website. This one here will go down to your toes. So here we go. Extreme anxiety. Oh, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, I hope that's helped you. I don't have anything beyond that extreme anxiety clearing. And I think if we have something else that might kind of work here. Oh, we can do an anger clearing. I guess that would pop up after that, okay? So here we are, anger. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Kathy.
Ron, if we're feeling anxiety, and it might not be our own, correct? It could be someone else's that we're picking up.
Okay, good one. Let's do that. So maybe you went into a store and somebody flung the anxiety situation on you, okay? And naturally, you didn't know what it was, but you do feel funky, you know, later on. So here we go. So somebody corded, connected to you, and now you're not feeling good. So let's get rid of that energy cord. So one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, so maybe this will make you feel better. Back to you.
I was. I appreciate that, Ron. Clearing other people's emotions that get transferred to us. I was just thinking of that person who wrote to you earlier in the program about the empathic whole body clearing. How some people who are empathic can walk into a room and just sense the feelings in there, and just by sensing them, they take them on. So I suppose that empathic body clearing could help a lot if you have it or don't have it. It helps with a lot of those kinds of feelings that we get from other people. So that would be a good one, too, if you happen to have it. Clear some anxiety out. I use that every day, and I really have to say I'm not an anxious person, not like I used to be. Some comments on the fast chat. The moderator is reminding me that I didn't yet announce where the gray skies clearing is that you've been mentioning, Ron. It's on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and it's the free healing that Ron suggested we use for help with this extreme cold weather a lot of us are experiencing. It's so unusual, and then Ron could feel it too. And he's done several clearings here on the radio tonight just for that, which I've never heard Ron do before. So I would take him up on that suggestion, whether you're in cold, freezing cold weather or not. It could hit you. So I already see someone in the fast chat saying she or he is afraid of freezing to death. And so that's probably part of the fear you were picking up from us, Ron. So the Gray Skies Timeline Crash is a free sample clearing on the left side of creationlightship.com. It's recommended by Ron in order to address the situations that we are experiencing currently in this time of November, December, extremely cold weather. So thank you for that reminder, moderator, and good advice there. from Ron. We also have that Earth Protect timeline crash as well. That's a free one, and I'm sure it would really be helpful if you have something going on in your area. I know in Italy, where my family's from, southern part of Italy, they never get snow. They never get freezing temperatures. Well, now they have it, and they don't know what to do. The whole town's totally frozen.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And now, not only that, but on the other far south of Sicily, the volcano is erupting, which is causing a lot of smoke in the air. When it's freezing cold air, it's making the whole sky gray, blackish gray. Kind of strange. So the Earth Protect timeline crash is good for situations like that. You know, it's kind of drastic situations that are called Mother Nature by the news, but actually we know they're not. Right, Ron?
That's true, yeah. So let's do another weather clearing here. So let's do one. I guess I'll do one for snow, because we talk about cold weather, and typically cold weather means rain, but normally, you know, when it's cold, like freezing and below, then it's snow. So let's do one for snow. Here we go, a timeline crash for excessive snow. I guess some snow is good. I don't know. Some people are saying, no, I'd rather not have snow. So, but anyway, here we go. Unless you're a skier. So, timeline crash if you have excessive snow. So, more than what you want. So, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And watch your clouds tomorrow. Just see if they happen to be like ice cubes. And this you want to do yourself, too, on the timeline crashes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I guess this shows about the paranormal weather. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That should help out somewhat, everybody. These clearings will only work on this one program tonight. Won't work, you know, if you hear an archive on it. So, back to you, Ann. Kathy, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. It's usually Ann Friday nights. We switched. She'll be there tomorrow night. Okay, so, Ron, people are thanking you for the timeline crashing the snow. And many people must be having to endure this. Marcy says she can't wait for spring. Spring never comes soon enough, and people are agreeing with her. So this is a big subject for tonight, and we really appreciate the clearings, Ron, the timeline crashes, to help us out a little bit, because after all, when it's too cold, it's so distracting, and then it can get expensive. Try to stay warm, try to stay alive. So that was good, very good. And I'll be doing the timeline crashes and the gray sky clearings too myself. We have just a few minutes left, Ron, and there's another kind of an interesting email here from a listener. And I also do want to announce again for those who joined this program after I initially announced it that there is a if you write to CLS questions and ask for the weird weather slideshow that someone sent in, I'll be happy to email it to you if you write to clsquestions@yahoo.com tonight. And then I'll just forward the link to you, and you can look at a slideshow of some really bizarre pictures of the weather people have been sending to the Weather Bureau and asking for explanations. Because that's how bad it's getting. Okay, so Ron, here's another email that you might find interesting. Someone sent you a link from the HuffingtonPost.com, which is an alternative media source, and it's titled, Humans Are Not From Earth. And what they're doing is reporting on a book that has come out by Dr. Ellis Silver. He's a PhD. He's an ecologist who says that aliens put humans on our planet as recently as tens of thousands of years ago. He suggests that Earth might be a prison planet, since humans seem to be a naturally violent species and are here until we learn to behave ourselves. And then he has a list of reasons why he suspects that this is the case. Among them are bad backs. They suggest humans evolved in a world with lower gravity. Sunburn hints that humans were not designed to be exposed constantly to the sun. The size of babies' heads present a problem for women when giving birth, and it's a difficulty not shared by other species on the planet. Humans are always ill, perhaps because their body clocks have evolved to expect a 25-hour day, unlike Earth. And people just feel like they are not at home on our planet. So this is a book that's come out that they're featuring in the HuffingtonPost.com that this person sent. So it looks like some people are finding this to be alien interference to be quite likely. Any comment, Ron?
Yeah, you know, the aliens brought people here. That's why we all look different. Different races of people, different skin colors, different body types, and also, yeah, you know, that is correct, but doesn't really mean too much. We're all here, you know. So let's do a clearing here, because our show is getting close to the end here. So what I want to do is the mind to heart drop for everybody. And remember, this is what you want to do yourself all the time. And normally when you do this mind-to-heart drop, connected more to your own spirit by doing so, and it gets rid of the mind chatter. But also look at your eyes, you know. If you haven't noticed that your eyes get a little bit brighter each time you do this, you can also do, I now increase my life force energy. But the whole thing is that your eyes will get a little brighter when you do this almost all the time. So that means that you're more present. So here we go. Going to take your thoughts and bring them into your heart center from your head. So we call it the mind to heart drop. We're not really taking the mind in, but we're taking the thoughts. So just an easy way of saying it. So here we go. Dropping down. So, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now, I commanded your spirit without saying that. So when you do it yourself, you must command your spirit for this process here. So tomorrow we have another show. And being that it's the first Saturday in December, we'll be going to the light ship, and we'll have a birthday party. So everybody who's born in December babies, not a baby now, but you were, and it's your birthday, so we'll go to the food court and have a birthday party. Tomorrow is the same time, same station. So hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night. So, Kathy, thank you for helping out.
Thank you,
Ron.
And
you can also send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's the best way for us to read them, because the fast chat is just doesn't, you know, you can't get enough in there. I close you out. It gets kind of frustrating. Plus, you're not listening to the program when you're on the fast chat. So I'd like everybody to send their questions to clsquestions@yahoo. And we're bringing some peace energy. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Kathy, and we'll see you all later. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.